手段がないし、安心材料がない状態。じっと時を待つさなぎのように準備。
That was Groggy Ghost by Daoko and Tar. Before that was Takumi. The track was Kaleidoscope. And before that was Lies and Painting from a Vocaloid Shoegaze album called Meat Gazer. I think I missed a few. So if you're curious about what we are playing tonight or any of our shows, or you're so repulsed by what we are playing that you want to look up the track name so that you make sure that you never listen to it, you can find it on WRCT.org. Click on the schedule page, and we are Cognates with Night Goblin, and we have the Tuesday 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. slot. It is 12 a.m. You are still listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, but we're just going to keep going. Up next is Eyes Locked, Hands Locked by Red Velvet, one of my favorite K-pop groups.
어색하게 맞이하는 아침이 그래도 나쁘지는 않게 그렇게 보이네. Could you begin a strange love? 너만 나를 원한다면 언제든지 달콤하게 아침을 함께해. Oh yeah.
우리의 마음 Thank you.
Was Sao Xing by Fei Wang from the album Restless or Fuzao, which was actually produced by members of Cocteau Twins. This is the last track of the night. It is Sweet Talk by Spelling from the new album, or less new now, but this is from The Turning Wheel. You're listening to WRCD Pittsburgh. This has been Cognates with Night Goblin. Hope y'all have a good night.
I hear the musical words. I hear the musical words. In the arc of a rainbow, in the sky. Wait for the first.
meet the demands of an energetic me before a red hot day. Golden energy dripping down on you. Golden energy, natural aphrodisiac. Golden energy, working hard to keep you on full. Golden energy, pumping iron all the way. Keep you being too tired. Keep you latched up and wired. Reboot your fire. Golden energy for the guy or gal who's had a hard day at the office. Golden energy when you're expected to meet the demands of an energetic man before a red hot day. Golden energy meets all requirements, post no bills, boots no guff. Needs no prescription. Golden energy, handle if you can, if you dare. Help yourself to another share.
Thanks for tuning in to Nucleotapes on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. On this show, we unpack the musical DNA of a certain artist, and on this week's episode, we are looking at the modern experimental pop musician Kate LeBon, who sort of synthesizes an angular, no-wave-ish outsider energy with the palette of a lot of 60s and 70s psychedelic pop and folk music. We just heard a set that started to unpack some of those influences, and we're going to continue to on the next set. We're going to dig into some more 60s folk, focusing more on some sort of introverted, undiscovered records, or at least undiscovered at the time of their release. They've attracted quite a following now. So in this next set, we're going to hear songs by artists like Linda Perhax, Nick Drake, and Sybil Bayer. I think you can see their influence come through just in terms of the songwriting. The songwriters that take a sort of unexpected way into examining a really personal concept, I think, is something that Kate LeBon's lyrics do very well. As well as the guitar, I think there are definitely some similarities between the guitar playing of somebody like Nick Drake and Kate LeBon's guitar playing, which sort of takes that very pattern-heavy, repetitive feeling and mashes it up with the sensibility of the Raincoats or something like that. So we're going to start things off on this next set with a track from a 1970 record by Linda Perhax called Parallelograms. The opening track from that, Chimicum Rain. Linda Perhax is a Californian musician who recorded this album, Parallelograms, in the late 60s, who kind of just was writing songs for herself, was a very personal songwriter. I don't think she had aspirations of becoming an influential musician or a famous musician or anything like that. But, she was working as a dental hygienist and met a record executive in the office. Recorded this album, and it was kind of undiscovered for a long time until the freak folk movement of the early 2000s dug it up unexpectedly. Similar to Sybil Bayer, who we'll hear later in the set, and Vashti Bunyan, I think are the three artists that benefited from that rediscovery probably the most. I think knowing that information going into this record makes it seem so extraordinary. It's hard to imagine somebody that's seemingly just writing songs as a hobby or writing songs in such an isolated way. Someone that's not connected to the industry. I guess somebody that doesn't have just a ton of experience writing a song like this, it's kind of hard to imagine. I think because it does seem so sure of itself and so experienced. I don't know. I just, in terms of the arrangement, I think it's a really cool song. Moving on from there, a songwriter that definitely did not get very much attention while he was alive, which sort of led to his early, unexpected passing. Nick Drake, going to be checking out a song from his 1969 record, Five Leaves Left. All three of the albums he released while he was alive are great, including the very straightforward and minimalist Pink Moon, which is probably his most popular record now. Love that album. but I think it's definitely worth checking out his other stuff. So we'll be listening to track 6 from that first record, Cello Song. Sort of famous now for confidently experimenting with alternative tunings and interesting picking patterns. Has a really interesting idiosyncratic approach to playing the guitar. You can tell that a lot of care and a lot of passion went into his songs, and I think when they didn't really attract much interest at the time of their release, it was kind of disappointing for him, kind of heartbreaking. He kind of struggled to come to terms with that. Moving on from there, another one of those rediscoveries of the freak folk movement, Sybil Bayer. She is a German singer-songwriter. This collection of songs, titled Color Green, I don't think ever had a release in the 70s when it was recorded. She just recorded these tracks in her house on her own time on some fairly inexpensive equipment. They eventually saw a wider release in 2006, but yeah, they've managed to find quite a following in the sort of indie music scene for, yeah, once again, just how unexpectedly excellent and confident these songs come across. We're going to be hearing the opening track from that collection, titled Tonight, which paints such a vivid picture. And that'll do it for our set on Kate LeBond's sort of folk influences that she incorporates into her sound. Before we get there, one more track from Kate LeBond from that 2019 record Reward that I was raving about earlier. Here's the second track, Daylight Matters.
If I'm never gonna see every day since I came, and the lichen covers rocks, and the green finds everything. Jimmy, come rain, and the rain.
When the armies of of emotion. Go out to fight, but while the earth sinks to its grave, you sail to the sky.
Tonight.
tonight.
Hey, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. I'm Claude Glass. This is my show, Nuclear Tapes. On today's episode, we are looking at one of my favorite modern musicians, Kate Laban, a psychedelic folk musician coming from Wales. In the past two sets, we looked at a few of her influences. We checked out tunes from Robert Wyatt, Devo, Nick Drake, Cybill Bayer. If you want to see anything on that set list, it's always posted on reptiliansnackrecords.com/nucleotapes and on the Reptilian Snack Records Instagram page. You can stay updated with what's going on over there. On this next set, I thought it'd be a good idea to dig into some of Kate Laban's contemporaries. Like I said, Kate Laban is from Wales, and she got her start touring with one of the members of the famous Welsh band Super Furry Animals. She was on tour with Gruff Rees. So it seems like she got her start and just kind of grew up in a surprisingly active psychedelic folk community, making some interesting, innovative stuff. A surprisingly deep list of quality psych records coming out of Wales in the early 2000s, probably most notably from bands like Super Furry Animals and Gorky's Zygotic Mincy. But I think it's fair to say that that scene and participating in that scene from really early on in her career definitely had some kind of impact. Being able to see that sort of experimentation and that sort of just overall strangeness could still have some crossover pop appeal. Also playing with other musicians that were confidently writing songs in the Welsh language, which Kate Laban did probably more often in her early career. I don't think there's any tracks on her last record that deviate from English. But yeah, her first EP actually was entirely in the Welsh language. It's a title that I will not attempt to pronounce. We're going to look at a few of those friends coming out of Wales in this next set. We're going to start off with a track from Gruff Rees, who's actually the member of Super Furry Animals that Kate Laban first toured with. I thought it'd be cool to put one of his tracks on the playlist today, because he just released an album in 2021, I think this month. Still incredibly new. It's called Seeking New Gods. Definitely an entertaining listen. I'm going to be checking out a song from that called Hiking in Lightning, which, hearing it after the release of the record, I was kind of surprised that it wasn't a single. It's got a wonderfully poppy energy. There's also something sort of playfully dangerous about the lyrics, especially the hook, that obviously deals with hiking and lightning. Not the best idea. After that, another contemporary Welsh psych musician, Gweno. We're going to be hearing a track from Gweno's 2018 record, Lake Cove. We'll be checking out the fifth track from that. That is a wonderful release. It really comes out of the gate swinging with those first two tracks. Probably the most poppy moments across the board on that thing. Yeah, music that is poppy but manages to still be delightfully strange. Has also collaborated with Gruff Rees and members of Super Furry Animals, much like Kate Laban. I'd be surprised if the two didn't know each other or hadn't met at some point, especially because they seem to be drawing from a similar set of influences, coming from the same country of origin. Yeah, they have to have run into each other at some point, I would imagine. After that, we're going to be looking at one of Kate Laban's label mates. Kate Laban, on her most recent record, Reward, signed to Mexican Summer, one of my favorite record labels right now. I think they're operating out of Brooklyn. So yeah, Reward is Kate Laban's first full-length record with Mexican Summer, though she did release a collaborative project with Bradford Cox of Deer Hunter for the Marfa Myth series that Mexican Summer does. So there's some interesting stuff on that as well. Couldn't fit those songs into today's set list, but maybe sometime in the future. But yeah, we're going to be looking at another artist signed to Mexican Summer that draws from a similar set of introverted 60s folk influences. Jessica Pratt. We'll be checking out a track from her most recent record, 2019's Quiet Signs. We're going to be listening to one of her most popular tracks, kind of across the board, called This Time Around. I remember reading somewhere online somebody comparing that track to a Caetano Veloso song. We looked at Caetano Veloso, I think, 2 weeks ago. And there's something about that that does feel right to me. It is a very tasteful acoustic number. Some wonderful chords and melodies on that thing. Then we're going to end this set off with a track from Drinks, which is the collaborative project between Kate Laban and Tim Presley. Tim Presley, probably most famously of White Fence, has had a long career up to this point, releasing very out there psychedelic projects. Kate Laban attributes a large part of her rediscovery of what can be fun about music, like I talked about in the beginning of the show. Getting back into music just for the cathartic hobby aspect of it. Yeah, she attributes that a lot of that process to working on this project with Tim Presley and, just listening to Tim Presley's music in general, that he seems to have such a good time with it. There's a certain fun, entertaining energy that comes through on a lot of his releases. Even though they are pretty out there, it seems like they're out there just because he's entertained by that. It's just really cool to hear the two of them working together on such a strangely catchy project. We're going to be checking out the very angular, no-wavy track Hermits on Holiday from the first record they released together, first of two. But before we get there, from Caleb's second record, we're going to be checking out a track called Fold the Cloth.
We'll be right back. Hiking in lightning. Hiking in lightning. Hiking in lightning. Hiking in lightning.
Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering on speckbros.com, and you'll receive a text message when your food is ready to pick up. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. If you're looking for another show to check out on WRCT, consider tuning into Dr. Osi's Tembo Sound Show. The Tembo Sound Show is a uniquely crafted radio show mixed and presented live by the scholar-practitioner Dr. Oscar Ridoli on WRCT Pittsburgh on Saturday from 8 to 10 p.m. For playlists of past shows, visit serato.com/playlist/tembo_sounds. Another show you can consider tuning into is Law & Disorder. Law & Disorder is a weekly independent radio program. Law & Disorder Radio gives listeners access to legal perspectives on issues concerning civil liberties, privacy, right to dissent, and the practices of the U.S. government. Mondays, 9 to 10 a.m. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. Thank you.